T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1 On Demand Audio.
Can you make a promise today to the British public that you will not go back to Brussels and ask for another delay to Brexit?
Yes.
And
so I can.
And would you
I'd rather be dead in a ditch.
That's pretty blunt. Yeah, that's pretty blunt. We've been wondering what's going on over there. As you can tell from the vice president there's the potential for a trade deal directly between the UK and the United States. That's kind of what he was hinting at. I want to get you updated on this morning because nobody over on this side of the pond is really sure what's going on. Simon Owen of Fox News Radio has been reporting on this. And Simon, can you help us understand where things stand with Brexit right now?
Well, not really, because the short answer is that nobody over here really knows what's going on either. You know, this has been a week of constitutional chaos, the likes of which Britain I don't think has ever seen before. And there's this, you played that clip there. Boris Johnson said he'd rather be dead in a ditch than delay Brexit. I mean, that's pretty decisive. The problem he has, though, is that Parliament is in the process of making it illegal for him not to delay Brexit, because this all comes down to the referendum here from 3 years ago, when voters said they wanted to leave the EU, still not been delivered. So how do you go about doing it? And Boris Johnson is saying that it has to be at the end of next month. That is the deadline that's currently set down, October 31st, believe it or not, the ultimate trick or treat. And Johnson is saying that it has to be on time, even if, and this is the key part, even if there's no withdrawal agreement in place, a sort of divorce deal that would cushion the process of splitting from the EU after 45 odd years. Well, in Parliament, they disagree, and lawmakers are in the process, and we think this will wrap up on Monday, they're in the process of making it illegal to leave without a deal. And this has caused consternation on all sides of the chamber. Boris Johnson ended up firing 21 of his own lawmakers in his own party who moved to support this bid. He now has no majority in Parliament. His own brother quit his government yesterday, saying Boris Johnson is not acting in the national interest. So, yeah, I mean, there is much up in the air here, and this fight in Parliament will resume on Monday.
Yeah, they don't want him to hold a new election, so he doesn't have many options here, does he?
No, I mean, this is either something where Johnson's come in with a kind of very vigorous and determined plan and it's turned out to be a total miscalculation and the wheels have come off completely, or, you know, there is a suggestion here, I'm not sure how believable it is, but there is a suggestion that actually they knew that by going in sort of all guns blazing politically that this would blow up and there would be a crisis, and then they would try and ride it out and see what happens. But yes, having said that, he says he doesn't want to have an election, doesn't want to call early elections, believes that, you know, voters have made it clear that they want out of the EU and it's Parliament's job to sort that out. But Johnson is saying that he will call an early election if he can. The problem is he was then defeated on that idea in Parliament as well. So it's been defeat after defeat. And just to sum up where this, what kind of week this has been, Johnson was giving a speech on policing yesterday. He had a couple of dozen police officers standing behind him. They'd been waiting a while for him, it sounds like, out in the outdoors waiting for Johnson to arrive. Partway through Johnson's address, he was speaking, answering questions from reporters. One of the police officers nearly fainted and had to sit down. And it's that kind of image that sort of sums up the chaos that the Prime Minister has been in the thick of this week.
All right. Well, when you get it all figured out, we'll check back in with you, Simon. We appreciate it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.